Hey there, before we get into the episode, we have a Patreon page, and if you help us reach our goal, we will start releasing mini midweek episodes with Hallie, Ross, and Gray just for you Patreon supporters. That way you won't have to wait all the way till Sunday for some mega. Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, welcoming you to my podcast, Inside Twin Hills. We are a mega church, but we got a tiny family feel. So I don't do it alone up here. I got to welcome my co-host because I realize you need to hear the voices of some men or you won't believe this is in fact a podcast from a church. So just like there was a man on the road to Samaria and he was passed over by a pastor and a Levite, I've got a youth pastor and a guy in Levi Strauss's here sitting with me. Please welcome my co-host Russ Campbell and Gray Haas. How are you, fellas?
Hey, guys.
How's everyone doing?
I feel great. Really blessed to be here.
I miss you guys.
I miss you guys during the week.
It's so great to be back.
Totally.
Yeah, we are too blessed to be stressed. Our very first segment, too blessed to be stressed. In what ways are you too blessed to be stressed?
Oh, man. Well, this week in Solo Flight, we had a blood drive.
Ooh.
We had 45 people sign up.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Wow. Awesome. We had 10 people show up, though. So I had to give a little too much blood. So I was a little weak. I was down for about 3 days.
What's your blood type?
Oh, man. I didn't even ask.
Okay.
I would say, hey, what's the most popular one?
I thought O, but I don't know.
O? I'm not sure. I gave a lot, though.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to give blood because I did a mission trip in Haiti, and once you've been there, they won't let you do it because of AIDS.
Oh, is that true?
That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you could get it from the mosquitoes or
Yeah, you can get it from anything.
Blood transfusion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's wild. Gray,
I think those are the only reason why you can get it, actually.
Yeah.
Huh. Gray, how was your week?
I had a great week, guys, with my teens at Climax. We had a really special service because, you know, I was thinking, what's a really popular song? What's the maybe the most popular song from the last 10 years?
Would you like to move it.
No. Anything? Any other popular song?
From Black Eyed Peas?
Firework?
No.
Baby, you're a firework.
I'm talking the most popular song.
New York, New York.
It's actually, do you know the song by the band Fun?
Oh,
We Are Young.
We Are Young, yeah.
Oh, really?
I love that song. So this weekend, I took that song and I did a bit of a twist on it.
Oh.
And I sang, tonight, we are gods. Gonna set your heart on fire. We can get higher.
That's awesome.
We are gods. It was awesome. And they loved
it. Did you record that?
I did record it.
Oh, and
we'll put it on the website. The only problem is we had a bit of a mix up because somebody put some industrial cleaner next to the fog juice for fog machine.
Oh, no.
So we got a bunch of eye infections, a bunch of eye irritations because we really fogged the stage at that point because I really wanted to be like Cloud of Witnesses. And so we did have some eye redness, but people really liked the song.
Oh.
That's so awesome.
You know, when you first said it, I thought you were saying we were gods, like I'm a god, but you were saying like we belong to
God. We are gods, yeah.
We are his.
Right.
That makes
just
sense?
The accent, I think, sometimes people think that I am saying, they can't tell possessive.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool.
That is so cool. I'll tell you what, in our weekend services, Senior Pastor Steve Judson, he did this talk. I thought it was so neat. He had a little metaphor, a teaching metaphor, where he talked about Christians who are in limbo. How low can you go?
Oh, I love
you know,
it.
Like when you're backsliding and whatnot. And every time he talked about, you know, sin, he lowered the bar. He had a prop on stage that was like a limbo bar, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's trying to get under. And at first, sins are easy and they feel fun. Ooh, I'm going under. You know, this is fun.
And no one can see me. No one can see me, so I can do it.
That's right. Yeah. And then, as the nature of sin, that slippery slope, it's lower and lower and lower. And then, you know, he's about to throw his back out, you know? And you see, like, flailing around on the ground like that. That's not life in Christ. I thought it was so neat. And then in all the services, he then said, you know what about this sin? You know what Christ does with this sin? And he was using a broomstick, you know? Without the broom on the end, and he busted it over his knee each time, and he said, "You know, that's what life in Christ. It just takes that away. You know, the evil one putting your sin in your face. He just but in one of the services, it didn't break, and he kept trying. And he's going to have a contusion on his leg, because it would not break.
Oh man!
Well, but I think people
strong.
Got
he can
it.
Bounce back.
I think people
back.
Got
he
it.
He is the coolest.
I love those examples when you can really see it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the stuff people carry with it. They take home. You know,
awesome.
I was. This is about 5 years ago. I was at the Honda Dome, and the power team was there, and they had three guys out there with waffle irons, and they just bent them, and they said, I didn't do this with my power.
Wow.
I did it with God's power.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Yeah. Can you imagine bending a waffle iron?
Wow.
How do you get into that? Hey, can you sign up for it?
I think it's just a gym thing. I think it's other, you meet other guys in the gym, and you probably, you know, you you point them out and you're like, they could probably do it.
That's great, because the only time I talk to people at the gym is when I'm either saying, hey, I've got you, I'm spotting you, or hey, can I tell you about the powerful love of Jesus Christ? Wow. Those are the two things I say at the gym.
Do you wear those big, those headphones? Those ear compression ones, the Bluetooth?
I did wear the Beats, but until some of the things that were happening in the NBA, I couldn't wear them anymore, so...
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
You know what? That one boxer, I don't know if it's Holyfield or who it is, but he has a Bible reference on his shorts in the boxing ring that, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's awesome.
Who's I didn't know you watched boxing. You watch boxing?
Well, I just knew because his name was Holyfield.
Uh-huh.
And he had that Bible reference on his shorts.
Yeah. His son's a running back in Georgia.
Oh.
He's really good, too.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That's great.
That's neat. It's so good when athletes are Christ-centered, you know, because they're good examples.
Understanding.
All right, we need to move on to our next segment called Too Anointed to Be Disappointed, where we introduce you to another anointed member of our congregation. And this fellow also works on our staff. I'm so excited to have the director of our food pantry called Loaves and Wishes, Mr. Matthew Luke Welch. Welcome.
So great to be here in communion with you all.
Oh,
hey,
so lovely.
Hey, Matthew Luke. It's
long time listener, first time participant.
Yes, yeah. So good to have you.
I was going
to
say, I see this guy all the time. I've never actually said hi to you.
I don't listen to you guys live. I get the download. I probably listen to it. You drop it on Mondays. Yep. I probably get it 2 days later when I'm like, we get our flour delivered late Wednesday from the, you know, the Kroger. So I'm up late listening to you guys.
Well, you appreciate the download. That's great.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And your voices still bring joy 2 days later. Still fresh with joy.
Awesome. I have to say that this, the role that you fill here at Twin Hills is one of the coolest roles we have, because as you heard, he said the flour from Kroger comes in. Now I'm sure you're thinking, okay, maybe he works in pastry ministry, mm-hmm. maybe he works in the in the flowers ministry. For
I don't think I could handle pastry. I'm not a great baker. Never been a great baker.
Or maybe with funerals, maybe people thought, oh, flowers, but he doesn't. So tell us what you do, Matthew Luke.
I'm sort of in charge of the church pantry. Yeah. We have a lot of giving and in this community and in our church, and people we're so blessed. We have so much extra that every other Sunday, you're welcome to bring your canned goods or your non-perishables, basically. Yeah. Things that people in our community, some who go to our church, some who don't, need, you know, to bridge that gap between employment sometimes. Or there's a new baby in the house and mom can't work right away. And so some of it goes to the homeless, but PADS has the homeless thing covered. Yeah. And we have we stay in each other's lanes. Yep. We stay in each other's lanes.
You stay in each other's lanes.
Because I don't like stepping on toes.
Yep.
That's right.
Well, that's right.
And it brings me great joy. And we do the pancake breakfast. And we'll be starting collecting turkeys just around the corner, as you know.
Yeah.
And last year we delivered, I think we delivered 33,000 Thanksgiving dinners.
Oh, my word.
Holy cow. And that's with everything. That's the trimmings. That's not just the bird. That's the stuffing.
That's the stuffing.
The potatoes.
The giblets. The giblets.
Yep, you get the giblets.
Okay.
The giblets.
We call them giblets.
In cranberry.
The cranberry sauce.
That's 33,000 turkeys. That's 33,000 8-pound bags of mashed potatoes. That's four cans of cranberry. That's stuffing mix. That's, you know, a pie. That's, of course, we always give away some powdered drink. Kids love powdered drink.
Sure,
orange,
yeah,
cherry.
It's just so awesome. It reminds me of the story of Jesus with the loaves and the fishes, where you're going, hey, we only got a few of these. We got a few of these. And then that van, it's just unloading more and more Thanksgiving dinners.
Taking a head count. What do we got? Oh, let's just multiply.
Imagine if Jesus had pancake mix and powdered drink and spam and kitchen cleaner and brooms. You know, when Pastor did that broom thing, we supplied his brooms, because we have a ton of brooms. We have a great hookup at the Ace Hardware, a nice Christian man who gives us the overstock of brooms.
That is
so, because you never think like, well, people are eating, floor is going to get dirty. Like, how do they, a broom.
A broom.
Everybody loves the broom. I've never had a broom refused. I've had turkeys refused, never a broom. Because everybody's that's a solid broom.
Yeah. I can't use a turkey to clean my house, but I'll use his broom.
Well, I'll tell you what, especially if you've got a kid
in
a high chair.
That's one example, sure.
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah.
If you've got a kid in a high chair, you're going to have food all over the floor at the end of that meal every time. Am I right? You know what I mean?
Speaking of, now, are you married? Do you have kids? What's your family situation right now?
I am a shepherd, if you will. I have a flock of five children.
Five.
Perfect number.
Two sets of triplets, one passed.
Mm-hmm. So sorry to hear
that's
so
okay. Well, early, you know, early on.
And
okay.
You know what? They're with God. They're with God.
She sure is. Yeah, she's upstairs.
Wow. Well, wow. I mean, that must have been quite a delivery. Were you in the room when they all came out?
I was. Wow. I was there. Yeah. I was there.
Wow.
And I really, I'm sorry to say this, just to back up, but I meant to say six is the perfect number, but I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Five is a great number. It's not the perfect number. The perfect number would have been six.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it is praised. I mean, we're very blessed, and we'll see Sally in heaven. Yeah.
That's right. She's waiting for you.
Do twins run?
Maybe we
family?
Cut this out. My wife. Oh. I don't want my wife. To
How's she doing? How's she doing?
She's a long time listener. She's great.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Awesome. She's great.
Yeah.
She is. She has a dress kiosk at the mall. I don't know if you've been there.
Yeah.
And she's gotten some.
She does the leggings too.
She does leggings.
Those are comfortable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And last year we had a kiosk where we sold the fake snow, and it didn't do well financially.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, huh.
Just really sorry. I said five.
Well, you know what?
Well, you've got to drop that.
All right.
Because I'm not there. I'm not carrying that anymore.
Okay, great. I'm sorry.
Okay, good.
I'm
not
carrying that
His grace is sufficient.
I love that attitude.
His grace is sufficient.
And so what are the names and what are the interests?
Well, the first three were the Bees, Bella, Banjo, and Benny.
Oh, I love it.
I love Banjo.
Bella, Banjo, and what was the last one?
Banjo.
Like Benjamin Joseph? Ben?
Yeah.
And that hyphen.
He was never Benjamin and he was never Joseph.
Just Benjo.
Benjo.
Oh, well, is he still with us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Benjo. Oh, Benjo. That is fun to say. And I bet he is a hoot and a holler.
Mm-hmm. Not the musician.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Now, I hate that.
I bet he's good at other things.
I have a bit.
He is. He's a good hammer throw. He does hammer throw at the local high school.
Oh, that's
wow.
Took state last year as a sophomore.
Whoa.
And now, how old is he?
He's 16.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a sophomore.
Oh, so is he in Climax?
Oh,
Do you know Benjo? You have so many kids.
Sports competes with Climax, you know. Oh, right. It's their choice. We, try to get them involved in the church. They help with the pantry, but Climax, you guys have a lot of events on the calendar.
We do.
That's a big commitment because you guys have morning meetups before school.
Absolutely.
That's aggressive for a high school kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, for 2-a-day,
it's
we
early.
Like to call them 2-a-days. And mm-hmm. so if you can you come to morning prayer and can you do a morning meetup? And if you are doing sport, you have to find some balance and you have to find a way to cut the sport out so that you can do more church. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right now we're doing, I think, probably we average 5 events to 7 events per student per week.
And you have so many lock-ins, and that keeps the kids up all night long locked in.
Absolutely.
And, maybe he needs to sleep, if he's got a lot going on.
And then
I could read that lock-in order, too. I need 6 frozen pizzas. I need Cheetos.
Look at them.
Uh-huh. I need chopped celery and carrots, and I need ranch dip.
That's right.
And some of those frozen brownie trays.
That's absolutely. Right.
I could do that lock-in in my sleep. Yeah. That order comes through pretty frequent.
Oh.
It's awesome. It's so awesome. And it's so awesome that we have the support, because sometimes I tell the kids, hey, they go, oh, we don't want an old frozen pizza. We don't want this old brownie mix. And mm-hmm. I say, hey, this is not old.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
This is all edible.
Overstock.
Yeah. Overstock.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. oftentimes we have to order Papa John's anyway because they just won't eat it. But,
right.
Yeah.
But I thought it was so neat when you got when you secured that elephant ear fryer. That was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
real
neat.
That's for the fall festival. And then we're going to do it again at, I think, for Easter. We're going to have, instead of palm leaves, we're going to lay down elephant ears, I think.
So cool.
Could you design them in the shape of a leaf?
Oh, that's not a terrible idea. We sure could. You
like
just
a palm.
Have to drip the dough.
Yeah.
In the frond formation. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
That is a great idea. Way to make a sweet event even sweeter.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what got you into the food service?
Well, I ran a prison kitchen for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And before that, I did motorcycle tricks.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that where you got it looks like you've had stitches quite a few times in your eyebrows?
I drove off a bridge in Colombia.
Whoa.
Doing a wheelie with a Colombian biker gang.
Awesome.
It was a different life.
Wow.
And I don't remember much before that accident. kind of erased the first 25 years of my life.
You might have gotten a brain injury like a football player.
Yeah, I think I probably did. Yeah. Wow. And I came back here and I rehabilitated back home and found Christ. And now I'm here in the started out the food service industry and then ran the prison out in Mucktown or whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Man, that got me thinking. I mean, all that guilt, all of those stories, all of those events and interactions that you had with people, maybe not the best people, all that got erased.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's a blessing in disguise that you had.
I
that
missed
injury.
Some of the TV I invested in.
Oh,
I got attached to some series and that I had to rewatch a lot of television. My stories left me.
Oh, you forgot the TV stories.
Huh. Okay.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Even like Sopranos, for example. I was mid-Sopranos, so I had to go back when I had the accident. I think I had five seasons. No, I had three seasons done.
And that's an investment.
Yeah.
It is.
It really is. I like the Sopranos. I think it's complicated, and I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Meredith and I started it, and we're about three episodes in, and I'm waiting for her to get back. So we can finish.
Oh, is Meredith your...
My wife.
Your wife?
Yep.
Where
did she go?
Where is she? Yeah.
She's some business trip.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. What else we got going on?
Oh, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your beautiful bride?
Carla and I have been married for 10 years. We have five children.
She's got her hands full.
I'm just so sorry.
The 16-year-old was from the earlier marriage.
Got it.
The 15-year-olds from
and
the
so
first
we got the, we got sure. And what were the names of the other two? Because I think we got the first three.
We got who was it?
We got Benjo.
Benjo.
Sally Jo is the one who didn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you did.
We lost her at a theme park.
Oh. I was going to ask. Oh, it was. I thought it was much earlier, but
she was out. She was with us for a while, huh?
Yeah, she made it till 5 years ago, and we went to. Not Scary Farm.
Yeah. Oh,
out in which California? Is in California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and,
fun.
And just lost her one Halloween.
Oh.
Oh, bad like, Halloween, yeah.
Like she just was lost and then never found again?
Yeah.
Wow.
That has got to be just brutal.
That does have to do a number on you. Wow.
On the spookiest of holidays, too.
Yes.
It was Halloween.
Eerie. Yeah.
It was the 29th. But it was. Body? It felt like Halloween at Knott's. Have you been to Knott's Scary?
I have not.
It's pretty scary.
Really?
It's pretty scary.
Which you would think, it's not scary.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not scary.
Yeah.
Body
not
found?
Scary.
Body found? Or?
Never a body, no.
Wow.
No. We have an eternal flame in our front yard at the house. I don't know if you've driven by Elm.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that's
you?
What that is. That's not a refinery. That's
that
not waste
JFK
methane.
Thing. No.
No, it's not waste methane from the dump. That's an eternal flame.
Wow. Oh, that is awesome. Because I was like, what is this spray painted gold oil drum?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that is so cool.
That's very
that's
cool.
A flame.
Wow, that's
eternal
neat.
Eternal flame.
Wow. Well,
now, I'm sorry I've got to ask this and it might be awkward, but when you went back and watched The Sopranos, did you ever think, I've got to get in therapy. I've got to work some of this out.
After seeing Tony with his therapist? I think a lot of my therapy was physical therapy. Like I couldn't walk for a year.
Oh, okay.
I had a pulley system to turn things on and stuff like that. So a lot of my therapy was physical. And then once the emotional and the verbal stuff returned in year two and three.
Yeah.
Four. Year four is when the verbal was as I am now. You can't really tell, except for the scar, which is profoundly. I debated whether or not to fix it or not, and I just decided not to fix
character.
It.
Look at your character. Mm? Kind of hangs down over your eye. You got a little hooded eye there. I think that makes you look... I like it. I think it makes you look tough, like a soprano. You know?
Yeah, truthfully, nobody has screwed with me, and I deal with some unsavory characters at the docks when we're picking up food at 3 a.m.
And what level of forklift driver permit do you have to have to?
You don't need to be permit if you're driving a rig like an 18-wheeler. You need a D license, but the fork, any of the fork stuff, anything you can drive off a flatbed truck, like we have pallet jacks and we have pallet. I don't know if you've been to the food pantry lately. We have an extension. That new pole barn, not the library, but beyond the library, beyond the horse barn, there's a new pole barn, right? Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's all us. Half of that is refrigerated, floor to ceiling. I'd say at least two stories high of deep freezer. Like you got to wear a parka in there.
Wow.
Like you can get frozen peas for miles in there.
Wow. I thought that was the new bus garage. That's amazing.
No, that's our food pantry. We had a nice donor from one of our members, yeah. and he built us a brand new, you know, distribution awesome. Center. Yeah, basically,
we got Reggie Miller. Well, Reggie Miller gave $5 million.
Yep.
What a nice man.
He might be a good guy.
Maybe he earmarked some of it for the food pantry.
Oh, mm-hmm. huh. Now going back to the pulley system, was that like a rudimentary, just to open up doors, refrigerators, or was it like a Rube Goldberg where you would hit it and then it would eventually go to the toaster and make you breakfast? Or
It was pretty simple. It didn't get too elaborate. I had a ceiling fan and like a brazier that I would load things in and use the elasticity of the brazier to launch things out the window. Like when I had a package, I would shoot a package out the window to the UPS guy because I didn't want to go downstairs and
I'd have
to roll downstairs.
Huh.
So there was some wacky contraptions that I operated my life through.
And no wheelchair during that time.
Yeah.
We had a bouncy, like four bouncy balls.
Oh, like an exercise ball.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But they had handles like those hippity hops when you're a baby.
Oh, yeah. You grab like grabbing the ears like an elephant. Yeah. Or I'm sorry, exactly. Like a horse or something.
Hmm. Yes. Yeah. So I had four of those at a cutting edge occupational therapist.
Just an awesome story.
I wonder what's back there in the recesses of your mind. I wonder what you were
25
like.
25 years.
You might have had a totally different personality. You might have, who knows? What if you were in love? What if there's a woman out there looking for you in the way you're still always probably looking for Sally a little bit? You know, who knows what's out there? I think that's fascinating. Wow.
It's possible. Yeah, all of that is possible.
Wow. I picture you like Evel Knievel, but on a bike, and you're just trying to get over the chasm and just, you know, but you know what? It brought you to Christ. Look at that.
And that is that when you came to Christ?
In the pulley era.
Oh, yeah. The pulley era.
During the rehab.
Yeah.
During the rehab and during the... Once I had my words back, I was able to sort of talk.
Was there a moment where you were like, oh, I need Jesus. I need God. Like, I can't do this alone.
I think, yeah. I think it was my third... I was at a Holiday Inn. I didn't have any family.
Oh, so you brought the pulleys to the Holiday Inn.
And so I was living in a Holiday Inn, ordering room service, pulling my packages out, doing correspondence.
Yeah.
I had a small mail order business. I was doing handcrafts.
Oh,
like an Etsy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I knitted a lot of like hacky sack bags that they could later, the skins basically.
Mm-hmm.
People like to do their own beads.
Yeah.
Inside the hacky.
Well, a lot of times, you know,
that's a very DIY.
Yeah,
audience. For sure. I would fill mine with dry rice.
Yeah.
And there you go.
A couple of my buddies had ball bearings. It's all a matter of what you do. More ankle, more footwork, more knee work.
Okay.
I get it. That's great. That's so smart.
So then you're in this Holiday Inn, you got these pulleys, you're making these little sacks that don't have beans or anything.
Well, I can ship more skins that way. I could ship them overseas.
Sure.
And people could beat them up themselves or, you know,
and
stuff
then,
them.
And then you thought, what?
I think there was a moment when I was probably going through the Wild West movie, The Wild Wild West with Will Smith. Do you remember that film?
Oh, yeah.
I had to rewatch that because I knew some bits about it, but I knew I'd seen it and it was nagging at me.
Yeah.
And I had a God's Eye pattern I was creating for one of my hacky sacks. And I think I just either saw Will Smith in the God's Eye or I saw the God's Eye and Will Smith on the screen. I couldn't tell you. At one point, they were both one and the same.
Wow.
And I don't know if I spoke in tongues, but I did. I left the Holiday Inn and I went to YMCA and I asked if they needed help. And they said, actually, we need some food service help. And they dispatched me to the prison. And I was slowly like working my way up God's ladder.
Wow.
I met some really inspirational people along the way. And
it had to be tough too, because you're working in a prison. Talk about being vulnerable, right? And putting yourself out there. This is a person that can only get around with pulleys, and now you're working in a prison.
Mm-hmm. That's a big start to finish you don't see coming.
Yeah.
For a while I was trying to get my own crutch business off the ground, but that's a racket. That's sort of a family business. It's tough to get into.
Yeah, it seems like only a few people are doing that.
Yeah, I had a couple patents pending in the crutch world.
Oh, really?
Had some nasty letters. It's basically people saying, stay the F out of our market.
Sure.
Sick.
Wow. You know, just to encourage you a little bit, that's happened to me, and I don't even think I have a head injury, where I was recently watching a movie. Oh, this movie, it was on Netflix and it's right up my alley. I'm telling you, if there is a movie tailored to me, this is a movie called Knights in Rodanthe or whatever. What? How do you say that? It's a place in North Carolina on the ocean. No, Rodanthe?
Rodanthe?
something like that, yeah. where the horses run on the beach in North Carolina or something.
Narnia.
Well, anyway,
is this Diane Lane?
Yeah, Diane Lane, Richard Gere. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's a divorcee, broken heart. Oh, her as a broken hearted divorce, I'll eat it up. And then he's a doctor who killed somebody on the table in surgery, so he's all messed up. He comes to the bed and breakfast. She's running it for the weekend. A hurricane's coming. They're right on the ocean. They're trapped there together.
The house is beautiful.
They're both in so much pain. You're like, oh, come on, just get together. Well, I don't want to ruin it for anybody. It's an incredible movie. Diane Lane, Richard Gere. And they're just stuck in this house and they fall in love. And in the end, I won't say, but it's so sad. In the end, and I'm sobbing. I'm crying so hard. Diane Lane's crying. I'm crying. And as I'm sobbing, I said, you know what? I've watched this before. I've seen this before. Mm. And I didn't realize until I was crying the same way I cried the first time. It's sad. Do you want me to tell you the end?
Sure.
Well, he's a doctor and he goes back overseas to try to, you know, redeem himself because he lost a patient on the table and he gets killed over there. And she's receiving his letters, doesn't know he's dead. Mm. Oh, it's so sad.
Wait, he gets killed over. Does he go to
a war zone?
Afghanistan?
Yeah, he's overseas and they kill him. You know how you go overseas. It's everybody, you know, you can't go overseas.
It's anybody's right ball game. Now. It's just too dangerous.
Yeah,
it really is. For an American, it's the most dangerous place in the world.
That's right.
But anywhere outside of America.
And she goes to the airport and she looks so pretty and he doesn't get off the plane. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
And how does she find out?
I think his son comes. His son comes to her door, to the beautiful house where they'd had that weekend together. And that's all they had. But she has the letters. And then she has those letters forever. Oh, it's so good. And it's just, yeah. Anytime.
That's a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. Can't watch sad movies and can't watch horror and can't watch action or history.
So you're just a comedy guy.
Mostly comedy and documentary.
Oh, documentary. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would you consider Wild Wild West a comedy?
Yeah. Oh, I think really? That's a comedy. Yeah,
oh, that's good.
It's farcical elements dominate the dramatic
even though
tension.
It's set in the history, it's still comedy form.
Yeah, and there's enough fiction in there that it's not true history. Like, we're not forcing perspective on history on us.
Whenever I get really down and I think, hey, you know, things are pretty tough right now when it comes to the world we live in, I still think, hey, we're still living in the 1,000-year reign of Will Smith. The millennium. You know?
That's right.
Oh, that's
and that
great.
Really cheers me up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I think, you know, 1,000 years with Will Smith is not bad.
Yeah.
No.
He's a good guy. He's a family guy. He's got kids. He's been married so long. I like it when they stay together. I like it when the celebrities stay together.
Yeah, I have a personal affiliation because he's responsible for my conversion into Christ.
Exactly.
Right. That's
like,
right.
I Am Legend is a perfect film.
Oh.
I love that. That's as scary as I can get. I thought that was really scary.
Yeah.
I only watched it for
run down Fifth Avenue.
I only watched the pull-ups part, but I got too scared. But the pull-up part was fantastic.
I do have to say, you know, not stumbling in the flesh or anything, but just recognizing when somebody, you know, is attractive. I think it's okay to recognize. I said, in that movie, I thought he looked really good. He's getting a little salt and pepper. And I said, you know what? That's a good-looking guy.
Yeah absolutely.
You know what I mean? Well, I think you can appreciate someone's body. You know, Gray, your body, I appreciate.
All that CrossFit.
I wish I could look like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just like to, I don't like to brag, but I do. It does feel good when someone says, hey, looks like you've been working out. And I say, yes, every day, 2-3 times a day.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Since I got my Fitbit, I've been, I park all the way out by the volleyball courts and just walking in from the parking lot to my office and back out to my car every night, I almost get all my steps.
Is that something?
Isn't
that
great?
Isn't that something?
Isn't that neat?
So I did have another thought about just your daughter.
The one who's went missing at Knott's Berry Farm?
Yes. The one who went missing.
Sure.
Now,
great.
Technically not my daughter. She came with my wife from her first marriage.
Right.
Oh,
so
we call them the triplets, but she's a little bit older. But she looks identical to her half-blood sisters. Could be an environmental thing. Like there are a lot of people, which you've noticed, in our church who look very similar.
Of course.
Like a small gene pool comes to this church. Yeah. Have you noticed that?
Well, I mean, mostly.
It could be like radon gas or something. Absolutely. We don't know. Like,
yeah.
Or Norwegian. You know, a lot of tall blondes.
Yeah. A lot of tall blondes.
It could be.
But you know what? That's why we're doing the diversity ministry, you know, trying to really branch out.
Yeah. I guess my question was if she ever came back.
My daughter, the one who went missing at Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah. I guess my question would be, well, how do you think Banjo would feel?
Oh, boy.
Banjo.
Banjo, sorry. I think Banjo. Am I saying it? Ben?
Like Benjamin Franklin. Ben.
Benjamin Franklin.
Ben. Ben. And then Joe.
Joe.
And it was short for Joseph. It's just
no,
Joe.
No, it's just Joe. He's always Ben Joe. Joe. Yeah. Okay, like Mary Ben. Joe, Peggy Joe, Billy Joe.
Hammer throw.
Ben Joe, hammer throw.
Right. How do you think Banjo would feel about that? Because it seems like he's at this point in his life, he's at a crossroads. He's got to be focusing on his hammer throw. But what if this sister, his half sister, showed up again?
I don't think they live with that expectation. I think that, you know, they might pray. We pray, you know, that she finds us, or we find her, or she finds peace. But I think they've sort of moved on with their lives and their friends. And he is very much into the hammer throw. He's very focused. Yeah.
Kids
on
are
that.
Resilient. Yeah.
What's the poundage he's thrown now?
I think it's a 15 or 12 pound Jeez. Hammer.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And did you ever call the police?
About
Sally?
About
that. Oh, the dog. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Okay. Oh, great. Of course. We filled out first with the Not Scary Police.
Okay.
You know, they have people undercover, and we immediately had them check the exits. And
they're doing that more nowadays.
Because they had a lot of those Wizard of Oz monkeys who would just seize people and pull them up, but they were on contraptions as part of the Not Scary, you know, show.
Oh, right.
If you will. So they had sort of like these Peter Pan rigs on certain fixed
I'm sure you're moments. Looking at those who are going, I know how all this works.
Yeah.
Because I used to get around like that. And I used to put things
I recognize like the fulcrum, like, all right, that's your low point, that's your pick point, that's your high point, that's your counterweight. Like I definitely clocked
a
lot of the rigging.
Do you have an engineering background?
I'm an amateur engineer. Yeah. You know, and I suspect before I lost my memory, I might have been an engineer.
Wow.
That's what I was gonna say. Because you know a lot about this
I intuitively
stuff.
Understand angles.
Yeah.
Like that's something I can, you know, square footage. This room's probably 650 feet, just ballpark.
Wow. Yeah.
That's right on, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, I guess I do have an engineer's eye.
Fantastic.
For stuff. Wow. It serves well in the food barn.
Well, there's a clue about your previous life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if you could do me this.
Oh.
If you could put my picture up on the website and if anybody recognizes me from 15 years ago in South America, a motorcycle. I knew I was a motorcycle nut. Like I was hooked on Motorcycle Diaries. I read it all the time and I went to South America to have my moment.
Yeah.
So I knew I was that guy, but I probably had a lot more facial hair.
Oh, yeah.
Literally no memory before 25. Wow. So anybody who might recognize me from 15 years ago, let's say.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we can do that, yeah.
Because are you in touch with your family? Do you even know who your mom and dad are? You don't know. You don't know if they're living or dead. You don't get to go home at Christmas. And
No.
And then it's a touching story that, you know, that you've been able to let that go. All of that history, and the only thing that you're really like, hey, I gotta remember these. You got your TV and your movies back, and then you went on with your life.
I had to get my stories right.
Right. Mm.
There were elements of pop culture that someone would have a Michael Jackson off the wall shirt. And I'd be like, what is that?
Mm.
And then I would have to listen to that album. Like, okay, I remember this.
Yeah.
This is in there somewhere.
But you didn't want to do that with stuff before 25. You just thought.
Well, I did know some stuff. I went back for some like the Will Smith stuff.
Okay,
I Am Legend.
Right.
I did see Fresh Prince. I went through that. I suspected that I had a Will. A sneaker for Will, as they say.
Yeah. Now, do you ever have somebody, when you go to the door and you give them this donation, do you ever have somebody go, oh, well, this is kind of embarrassing. I'm not poor, you know?
Oh, like we show up and we're trying to force food on them. Like, I don't need that food.
Yeah. Have you ever had that?
Well, that's why we bring the brooms. Everybody always takes a broom.
That's right.
You'll always, no matter the wealthiest mansion, like a nice, nice broom. And we have some sturdy brooms. We have a very good hook up with Wagner Broom Company. They make a great
those
broom.
Nice birch, the birch ones.
Mm-hmm. Great nice. Broom. So we have the, long story short, that's our sort of go-to in those moments to kind of smooth things over and say, sorry, our computers are wrong. Guess your income is much smaller. Obviously, this home is gorgeous and you can keep the lights on. So here, why don't you take this broom? Yeah. Everybody likes a broom.
Everybody likes a broom.
And we burn a little like, the sideways fish.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. The ichthus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Now, you're looking for volunteers. Who?
Always
looking for volunteers. Boy, what do you look for in a volunteer?
Well, usually it's somebody's parent wants them to give back to the community. So I get a lot of like referrals from angry parents.
Sure. Probably from this guy, too.
Yeah.
From him. I've sent a few over.
Yes, we get a few of your overspill.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And they go over there and they spill a few more things, unfortunately.
Yeah. But. I guess, like, if, you know, if we get a lot of grown-ups who do time and help me organize and do the books, I guess I like somebody with a great attitude.
Hmm.
I like somebody that's not coming in there to change my system, to be honest.
Sure.
I can get a sense of that in an interview. I'm like, we got a pretty good system here.
Right.
Everything has a barcode. Everybody knows how to use a gun.
Right.
So we barcode, scan, and then we give the church people, they get a barcode that we tattoo on their hand.
Oh, yeah.
Our regular receivers.
Oh, right. So they can just beep.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, right.
Wow.
There's probably 300 people that have that.
That's so neat.
Because they're such frequent customers, it just became a nuisance.
Right.
Yeah. And then they don't have to go
looking
for it.
And I don't think they're going anywhere.
Yeah.
So.
And do you ever worry having so many people who have, you know, come out of prison to put that those types of people in with so many guns?
To put the prisoners in the food pantry where we have a lot of guns?
He thinks we're talking about real guns, not scanning guns.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He thought he was protecting the produce, huh?
A wand?
A wand.
A wand.
Mm-hmm. In Australia, they might call it a wand or what do they call it in Australia?
Sure.
It's the laser that comes out, reads a barcode.
Oh, a skizzer.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what
skizzer?
They have.
A skizzer. Mm-hmm.
Skizzer.
Yep, you just want to hit it with a skizzer. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I just thought, hey, we've got a bunch of kids, we've got a bunch of guys from out of prison, we've got a bunch of guns and a bunch of canned food. I just, you can tell where my mind went.
This happens a lot with Gray. Just with, back and forth.
Well, the kids do love the paintball. Man, that might be fun to get some of the teens and some of the prison ministry folk doing paintball with each other. That'd be a heck of a game, huh?
I got to be honest with you, a little overspilled from Solo Flight. A lot of them use your ministry is a date.
Do tell.
They will ask, you know, a boy will ask a girl, hey, we should hang out. And they'll use your volunteering or to hang out with you as a date. They'll call it a date. And I'm sure you've run into that. I'm sure.
And then they're serving.
Yeah. Wow. So it's a 2-for-1.
Yeah. The soup kitchen, we have a lot of couples who we do the last Monday of the first full moon and last Monday are the soup.
Oh, that's right.
Which is sometimes hard to remember, but you can find it. If you Google it, it's fine.
I did it that way to make it easy, and sometimes I regret it, but it's been such tradition that it's...
And is there a name for the full ministry, a name that you have for the full ministry?
Loaves and Wishes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Loaves and Wishes, because we give away bread, and we also give away wishes.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
You know, you can come to me and say, you know, come Arbor Day... If you get a hold of any, you know, real maple syrup, I'd really love that for my son's birthday, you know, let's say, for example. So I'll keep an eye out. I'll talk to my Kroger guys. I got one guy left in Vermont who's, he doesn't return my calls because he's got a thing that he has to get, you know, his liver failure. He's got to go get that treatment every twice a week.
Yeah.
So I can't always get a hold of my Vermont guy is my point there.
Wow.
Huh.
Now, I noticed you
but when I do get that maple syrup, I call that person up or I'll scan their code and I'll say, here you go. Oh, wish came true.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Sort of like so Santa cool. Claus.
Now, I remember on those pancake breakfasts that you were making your own personal syrups, all different flavors. You did a chocolate syrup. You did a boysenberry. You did you had all those different syrups. Like, you were inspired.
I have flair in the kitchen.
Yeah,
my style.
Again.
And I got a little punk rock. I got a little savory.
Ooh.
I had a salty caramel syrup.
Oh,
I had an algae blue corn syrup. Nobody tried it, but we made it.
Wow.
You know, we went, you know, totally. Yeah. You're amazing. Puzzled by that
I'm puzzled. Like, my palate would know what direction to go.
We had a licorice bacon one.
Oh, wow.
So you should try, really adventurous. You
know, what would be cool is
your wife would try them all.
She sure did.
You take some shredded chicken, Russ, and plantains. You could put that in it.
Mm. Yeah, I'll think about that.
It sounds like it needs some syrup. It sounds a little bit dry. Now, I noticed you have an anklet on. Is that like a, is that for your health, or is it possible that you were in the past, you might not remember, but maybe you had a home monitor system or something?
No, this I remember. This is, I got my third DUI. Within the wrong amount of time.
Oh.
Yeah.
So does that stay on forever?
No, I just have like 6 more months.
Oh, wow.
I can't leave the state or the county.
Should we move on to the mailbag?
Let's do it.
Right? Holy Spirit carries messages of comfort to believers, and I've got a bunch of your letters I'm carrying right here in the mailbag. All right, this is a... Fellas, hold on to your hats.
What do we got?
Hey, Twin Hills, love your podcast. As a faithful member of the flock, I have a question for your mailbox. Oh, boy. My boyfriend and I have been together for a while and recently given in to temptation. How can we be pure again?
Shoot.
Oh, boy.
We're worried we won't be able to stop ourselves from sinning again.
Come on.
That is so hard. It is so hard, especially once you have...
Does it say how old they are?
Let's see. It says, I'll go down. It says, cheers, comma, Hannah and some fellow listeners. So okay. It's from a group of friends.
So Hannah, sounds like a slumber party.
I mean, even like a name like Hannah right now, it's either, she's probably 17 or 70.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
right.
have that name
That's
anywhere
right.
in between.
Not, mm-hmm. yeah.
Was it a H at the end or?
No, it's H-A-N-N-A.
Huh.
Hmm.
It's so hard once you cross that line and then you taste that fruit, you know, it's really hard. Oh, it's so hard. You're playing with fire, mm-hmm. you know, when you're, especially if you're 17 or 70, either way, especially, you know, hormones and all that, mm-hmm. and it's exciting and new. Because when you're 70, it's probably exciting and new too, because it's probably a new person in your life because you're probably widowed or a widower or whatever, mm-hmm. and it's somebody new, and it's so exciting when it's new,
mm-hmm.
you know.
This is tough.
Well, she wants to know how to become pure again. And I'll tell you what, you know, it's easy. You know, you confess and it's covered in the blood. It's covered in the blood. You know, he died, his redemption, his grace is sufficient. He died to forgive. But I think what's trouble here for Hannah is that, you know, she's already saying we're worried we won't be able to stop from sinning again. You know? Right.
Yeah. Well, it's like what you said, you know, once you taste that fruit, it's tough, you know, and especially you can ask for forgiveness, you know, but that shame follows you. I know that for a fact. That shame follows you, and you really have to put those blinders on.
Yeah, yeah.
And how old were you guys when you lost your virginity?
Oh boy, 31.
Mm-hmm. Now was that? When did you get married?
A few months before.
Okay.
Yeah, I turned 31.
So I'm not married. So.
Well, you know what? I got married really young. I was 22.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was 22. I had just graduated college. Mm-hmm. We were engaged for my whole senior year of college
mm-hmm.
to Lance. And, you know, to be very honest with you, I had a really hard time because I had spent so much time saying, no, 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 not that, no, can't do that, no, no, no. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, one day, like that, now it's okay. And now you should be like, yes, yes, yes. And I had a real hard time on my wedding night. I'm going to be really honest with you. Mm. Not only was I a little naive and all of that, but also I was like, why all of a sudden now is it okay? You know, now we have this paper that in the eyes of the divine creator of the universe, you know, cares about this paper. And now I'm just supposed to turn it on like that. You know, mm-hmm. it wasn't easy.
Same.
It wasn't mm-hmm. easy.
Same. Well, Meredith was super sick too. So we got to wait for a while.
She was sick the day you got married?
Yeah. And then a few months after,
continually.
Too. Yeah. Continue. This always sick or I'm... Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. Wow. That must have been hard for you because you're like, look, now I'm married and now I got right. the green light, but I got a red light even though I got the green light.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did they ever get a diagnosis for that mystery illness?
Oh, we didn't even go see a doctor.
Oh.
It was just,
she was just in a bad mood or bummed out a lot?
Maybe.
Did she have a fever? Was she eating? Was she throwing
always,
up?
Just always dismissive about it or just didn't want to talk about it. Just...
Yeah.
You know, I was busy.
Get away
too.
From me. I'm contagious.
Yeah. Or like, you don't want to catch this.
A sore throat.
Yep. Oh yeah. She coughed a little sometimes, or she'd go in the bathroom and, oh, oh.
Could be lead poisoning.
It's true.
I'm not a doctor.
Could be the paint.
It's true.
You could have old paint in your walls.
Yeah, we went to Virginia Beach.
Irreversible, too, that damage. You got to get that checked. Yeah. Get your paint checked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You went to Virginia Beach for your honeymoon.
Yeah. And we were in an older hotel, so maybe the paint would have chipped off. And made
so what did somewhere. You do? Were you like, did you just go for a walk? Did you take a shower?
A lot of showers.
Yeah.
A lot of showers.
Probably a lot of movies, too. Go to the movies.
Go to the movies. We got a puppy.
Oh.
First we got, and then we had to give it away. We got sick, too, so we had to send that back. But now we're great.
Great.
Now it's great. Now we're fine.
Good.
On that.
Yep.
On that.
Front.
On that front.
Yeah.
We are.
Great.
Well, that's good.
How about you, Matthew Luke?
Well, you probably
Carl and I, our love life, wonderful.
Oh, how did you ever have to deal with something like this where you were going, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
Well, again, my lifeline is bifurcated by a motorcycle accident.
Sure.
When I was 25.
So you don't know.
I feel like I was a virgin again at 28, I think.
What a blessing.
What a blessing. I was a virgin twice. It was wonderful.
It's like having the hard drive wiped and you can just start over.
Yeah.
I
saw the world again.
Did you have to go, do any testing to make sure you didn't have anything just in case you were a real philanderer before?
We both had hepatitis tests because we'd worked in a swamp together. Prison was by a swamp, so a lot of hepatitis there.
Huh.
So we were swabbed for that and other airborne typhus type things.
Yeah.
But sexually transmitted stuff, I felt pretty good. Although my pre-25, I don't know,
You don't know?
Much about. Sure. But yeah, we were good. I had good paperwork and she had good paperwork too.
Awesome.
I think the only thing I would tell this listener, and I don't know because I'm not married, is there's a difference between sex and intimacy.
Yeah.
Mm.
And what you got to discover is you've probably had sex. You probably have, but you probably have not had intimacy.
Wow.
And so you should break up with that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Just break up with him because then you don't have to deal with the sex part. And then you can just go forward looking for intimacy.
Yeah. And Gray, we can cut this out of the podcast, but Gray, have you been intimate with anybody? Or
done everything up to.
Mm.
I've done
everything but.
Because in Australia, there were different sets of rules. I wasn't a Christian until I was in high school, but we would say, hey, could I put my mouth on this bit? And I would say, I don't know. Or could I touch this bit? And I would say, yeah, because that felt intimate, but it didn't feel like sex. So there were things that where we would have bits and bobs on that we would touch or... I'm just saying.
Yeah. Maybe you were violated.
Wow. Maybe.
But you didn't do the whole deed.
Yes. And exactly.
If this makes you feel uncomfortable, we don't have to go deeper into this. I just wanted to ask. Since you are talking to teenagers a lot, and I'm sure they're asking
We talk
you.
About it all the time. In our head. You got to be open. You got to be honest. You got to be.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because teens, they can sniff it. If you're not authentic,
they can.
They know that you're full of it.
Big
teens,
time.
Teens, you know, they really make it.
So you're still a traditional virgin.
Absolutely.
Like in the one Bob that hasn't touched the other Bob since.
Exactly.
But everything else you've done.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I have to agree. I think maybe that, Hannah, I think maybe you need to end the relationship because it's going to be too hard.
Too much pressure.
Once you've crossed that line, it's going to be too hard. It'll be familiar. You know, it gets a little easier every time. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you start out with a new fella, you know, you can hold on to those boundaries and he'll respect those boundaries.
Totally.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matthew, Luke, it has been such a treat and a treasure. I tell you what.
This was really fun.
I hope you come back. Fun.
I brought you guys each a little gift bag from the pantry.
Oh.
Just a little.
Look at this. On.
Saltines, jelly. I got a 5-pound bag of government cherries.
This is awesome.
Cheese. We have a lot of cheese we have to move because it's going to expire.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
End
three
of
brooms.
October.
Are you kidding me? This? Three brooms.
Look
three
at
brooms.
This.
We each get a broom?
Yeah.
I am excited about this broom. I am. There is something about getting a broom.
God bless.
That was Matt Walsh. Check him out on HBO's Veep and his Sports and Leisure podcast. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte. Russ Campbell is played by Ross Kimball and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. Our incredible producer is Ryan Countshouse. Follow us on your favorite form of social media and send a letter to our mailbag at megathepodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you like the podcast, please support us on Patreon. Hey,
do you like Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Do you like Christmas movies, good or bad?
Yeah.
Do you like podcasts?
Yes.
Do you want a podcast that reviews awesome Christmas movies that a lot of people think that are bad?
Yes!
Well, Ross, you're in this podcast.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're co-hosting this podcast with me, Jackie.
Let's do it!
And we have special guests. It's called Most Wonderful Pod of the Year, brought to you by Campfire Media.
Oh, I love it.
So you can subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm going right now. Here's my phone.
Merry Christmas. Let's ring in the holiday.
Campfire.